Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Katholina with the evening news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates First Waves 2025, says this is the perfect moment for India to lead global creativity. Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia highlights aims to develop Northeast into India's growth region. Election Commission launches new steps to clean voter rolls, unveils new voter-friendly measures, and NLA Committee on Environment and Climate Change conducts port verification. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said this is the perfect moment for India to lead global creativity, inaugurating the first World Audiovisual Entertainment Summit, Waves 2025, at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai today. Mr. Modi said, Waves is not merely an acronym, but a wave of culture, creativity, and universal connect. He said, Waves is attracting global attention as artists, innovators, investors, and policymakers from over 100 countries have gathered under one roof. Lauding the Waves Bazaar initiative, he said it would encourage innovators and creators.
ये सिर्फ एक्रोनिम नहीं है, ये वाकई एक वेव है कल्चर की, क्रिएटिविटी की, यूनिवर्सल कनेक्ट की. वेव एक ऐसा ग्लोबल प्लेटफॉर्म है जहां हर कलाकार, हर युवा एक नए आइडिया के साथ, क्रिएटिव वर्ल्ड के साथ जुड़ेगा.
Mr. Modi said the Waves Summit highlights India's creative strengths on a global platform. He noted that currently, the global animation market is valued at over $430 billion and projected to double in the next decade. He urged stakeholders to leverage this expansion for greater international reach.
भारत फिल्म प्रोडक्शन, डिजिटल कंटेंट, गेमिंग, फैशन और म्यूजिक का ग्लोबल हब बन रहा है. लाइव कंसर्ट से जुड़ी इंडस्ट्री के लिए अनेक संभावनाएं हमारे सामने हैं.
The Prime Minister appealed to investors to invest in the people and not just in platforms. He urged the youth of the country to tell India's billion stories to the world. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region, Donor Jyotiraditya Scindia, has said the government aims to develop the Northeast region into India's growth region. In a meeting in Mumbai to promote investment in the region with industry leaders, the minister emphasized the government's strategic vision to integrate the eight states into one unified development goal as India's growth engine, a statement by the donor ministry said. He underlined the role of public-private partnerships in accelerating sustainable development in the region. In a run-up to the Rising Northeast Investment Summit 2025, slated to be held in New Delhi on May 23 and 24, Mr. Scindia met with leading industrialists. The Election Commission has introduced new initiatives aimed at improving the accuracy of electoral rolls and making the voting process more convenient for citizens. The Commission will now obtain death registration data electronically from the Registrar General of India. This will ensure that electoral registration officers receive timely information about registered deaths and also enable booth-level officers, BLOs, to re-verify the information through field visits without waiting for a formal request. To make voter information slips more voter-friendly, their design will be modified to display the serial number and part number of the voter more prominently. The Election Commission has also directed that all BLOs be issued standard photo identity cards to ensure that citizens can recognize and interact confidently during voter verification and registration drives. The Nagaland Legislative Assembly NLA Committee on Environment and Climate Change today conducted spot verification of various streams and solid waste management sites in Kohima, including the solid waste management plant at Lire, Zavara Mohonkola, Varera, Sanora, and others. Briefing media persons, committee chairman Achambemo Kikon said the committee is seriously taking the environment challenges, both natural and man-made. The seven-member committee, constituted during the budget session in February, is beginning its inspections with rivers, realizing the importance of clean water bodies. He appealed to the citizens to keep the rivers clean.
shortage of water as far as Kohima is concerned and all over Nagaland. So therefore, we are requesting, appealing to the village authorities, the municipal council members here, the citizens of Kohima town, that we must all contribute in cleaning. We would like to appeal and request to the citizens of Kohima town, please not to throw your waste in the river from today onward. Your polythene bag, your water bottles, and also stop sending your drainage, especially the septic thing, in the river.
Mr. Kikon said the committee will try to cover all districts besides Kohima and make recommendations to the government. It has identified 17 line departments for collaboration to improve the environment and address climate change. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Union Donor Minister Jyoti Raditya Sindhya has extended wishes on the occasion of Mohotsav. He hoped that the auspicious occasion would bring joy, peace, prosperity and abundance to all.
Happy Mohotsav Maung. On the occasion of Mohotsav Maung festival, my heartiest congratulations to all our people in Nagaland, especially our Ao Naga tribe. Mohotsav Maung is the culmination of our harvest season. My best wishes. Let this season come with lots of abundance of joy, happiness into all your families. And I wish you all the very best and at the bottom of my heart.
Nagaland Governor La Ganesan and Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio have greeted the Ao community on the joyous occasion of Mohotsav. Mr. Ganesan said the festival is an inspiration to strengthen our cultural roots and pass on the rich heritage to future generations. On the occasion, the governor wished all good health, lasting peace and joyful celebrations. Chief Minister Rio hoped that the festival would be a time to strengthen bonds and embrace the spirit of togetherness. Dr. Rio wished everyone peace and abundant blessings for the season ahead. Nagaland Legislative Assembly Speaker Sheringan Longcomer has emphasized the need to rejuvenate and relive the values inherited from forefathers. Addressing the inaugural program of Mohotsav Festival 2025, cum mini hornbill at Mokchun today, cautioned against the potential of losing cultural identity amid digitalization and progress, calling for inspection on past values and their relevance in today's fast-changing world. Mr. Longcomer urged the people to collectively seek blessings to shape a better future. The existing closure of a major stretch along National Highway 36 has been extended till the 15th of May. In a traffic advisory, the Commissioner of Police Dimapur said the development works on the road stretch below the flyover along the Dimapur Railway siding from Blue Hill Police Assistant Booth to the flyover Y Junction exit point has been completed. However, to allow proper curing of the newly laid concrete surface, the road will remain closed for vehicular movement until May 15. While light motor vehicles are permitted to ply from May 16, heavy motor vehicles will be allowed only after the curing process is fully complete. The Indian Institute of Handloom Technology in Jawaharnagar, Khanapara, Guwahati, is offering a 3-year diploma course in handloom and textile technology starting this July. Indigenous candidates of Nagaland age between 15 and 23 years or up to 25 years for ST and SC applicants have been invited to apply. Candidates must have passed HSLC or equivalent in a single sitting with English as a subject. For detailed information and application forms, candidates can visit the Directorate of Industries and Commerce in Kohima. The last date for submission of forms is 31st of May. And the Viva Voce for Clerical and Allied Services Examination 2024 under Nagaland Staff Selection Board NSSB is set to commence on 19th of May and will conclude on the 26th of June. The interviews will be conducted in group format with both morning and afternoon batches at the NSSB office. Candidates are required to bring all relevant documents in original on the day of interview. There will be a break between May 26 and June 2. Meanwhile, verification of certificates for persons with benchmark disabilities is underway and the date for re-verification will be informed in due course. To end the news, the headlines here again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates First Waves 2025, says this is the perfect moment for India to lead global creativity. Union Donor Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia highlights aims to develop Northeast into India's growth region. Election Commission launches new steps to clean voter rolls, unveils new voter-friendly measures, and NLA Committee on Environment and Climate Change conducts port verification. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.